I thank the distinguished ambassador of India for his statement. On the specific points he raises, I of course will reflect, and I welcome the views of delegations, the reactions of delegations to those proposals bilaterally. I would simply say that preambular paragraph referencing multiculturalism was a suggestion from one delegation, and I will check bilaterally with that delegation whether that's indeed what they meant. The question on legally binding instruments, as the distinguished ambassador notes, paragraph 2 does say that the aim of these bodies are to consider effective measures, including legally binding instruments, and that goes for all of the subsidiary bodies. Delegations, I'm very well aware, have different interpretations of what a ban of the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons and other explosive devices entails, and I have attempted in my draft to maintain as much balance as possible, respecting the views of all delegations. Once again, this is a means to continuing our conversation rather than a way of concluding that conversation, which I suspect still has some way to run. But I will reflect on the proposals that the distinguished ambassador has made. I now give the floor to the distinguished representative of Egypt.